Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rap Show.
You all right? Seem to be having some sort of spasm.
I want to talk about it.
Don't do that.
I want to bring it up. What was your favorite part of Australia that they showed over the weekend?
Rhea Ripley, of course.
Yeah. Same. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
There are some things you can't recreate. They're just moments, and you know they're just moments.
What was the name of that? What was the name of that tag team that came out and they used to do the crazy stuff and they'd like spit and they'd like walk like this? You remember them?
Fred and Barney.
No. They were the pro tag team. They used to come out and they wore like the singlets and they went like and they did this.
Pretty Deadly?
No. Big rip guys. They looked like they were
Did you say big rib guys?
Ripped guys.
Okay.
They were kind of loco, kind of screw loose up top. You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
The Bushwhackers.
Oh, okay.
That's it, the Bushwhackers.
Because I'm not doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to get to here on the foremost electrifying hours of sports talk entertainment you're going to find anywhere. It is the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. What a hell of a weekend of football it was. And we've got other stuff that we need to get to. Hockey is underway. The NHL has gotten started. Carolina starts 1-1 on the season. What I really liked out of game one, I didn't see really a lot of out of game two for the Canes. We're going to talk about that because, yes, we will track the Carolina Hurricanes as I very much think that they are Eastern Conference frontrunners this year. We're going to get to that. We've got the NBA as we are inching ever closer to opening tip in the NBA regular season, preseason, now hot and heavy this year. We're going to get to that. We got Team USA men's soccer in another friendly this weekend, a 1-1 draw with Ecuador in a friendly, which I have a couple of things I really liked and a couple of things I absolutely despised out of Team USA footy. We're going to get to that. Obviously, baseball. ALCS game numero uno last night. The Seattle Mariners on the road in Toronto steal game one away from the Jays. Managerial decision driving me gnarly. Kevin Gausman was absolutely spitting for the Jays last night, and they yank him after 76 pitches. I like very much what the Jays have done this year, and I really like what they have been doing with their pitching staff, but sometimes people overthink it, man. This is another excellent illustration of why would you change what's working when it's working? Oh, we wanted a matchup. The guy's seen this matchup three times. He's got the cat 0-3. Like, go with what's working, man. We're going to get to that. Tonight, not just game two of the ALCS, but we get the NLCS underway. Los Angeles, California, IA on the road to take on the Brew Crew in Milwaukee. Jacked about this one because it's the Dodger offense that has been electric in this postseason, with the exception of that last game, but we'll come to that later, versus a Milwaukee pitching staff, which has been aces. I can't wait. We're going to get some baseball here on the show. But it's football season, my dudes and my dudettes, and it was a massive football weekend. So, with that being said, and with the fact that you now have less than 56 minutes until you've got to be in the office, and you've got to start killing some time between here and a little Monday night football with the Atlanta Falcons playing tonight, you got to kill a little time. That's what we're here for. And that's why we, at 7 o'clock in the morning, every day, do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers or your manager, your supervisor, your boss, that guy who hangs around on the front porch that you don't really know if he works there or not, but he's cool and he likes to talk football with you. Whoever you're going to talk sports with, this is what you are going to be talking about. Let us begin with item number one. As we say about once a week or so, ordinarily, individual games do not make it onto the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, but sometimes they do. When they stand out, they do. Like a 30-27 walk-off win yesterday by the Carolina Panthers, who click-clack defend that house. The Dallas Cowboys come to the bank with high, high, high hopes, and they walk away with the low score. Well, between these two teams. 30-27 is your final. Bryce Young, a trio of tutties yesterday. 17 of 25 for 199. Three touchdowns, one pick, a quarterback rating highest of his career to date, 114.8.
By the way, if you want to be entertained, go look at Cole Bryson's social media.
Oh, you know what? I kind of want to stop the show just for that. Kind of want to watch. What a conflicted spot he must have been in yesterday.
Oh, there was no, he was not conflicted at all.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Part of the reason why was because, and it turns out, grab the bite, Lonzo, because how do we talk about anybody but Rico?
By the way, I want to point out that they did that in a package too.
As they should.
I mean, they heard me they heard me do it first and went, that's an award-winning producer slash co-host, produce slash executive slash everything.
All those things.
And he did that, you know, even though Rob has still never heard the entire song.
30 carries, 183 yards, 4 receptions, 56 yards, and a tutty, 230 plus.
Tired.
Yeah, he ran 230-something freaking yards.
And they still handed it to him in the fourth quarter. He's like, okay, let me go ahead and get another 8 yards. Why not?
Rico Dowdle taking on his former team. Had a lot of yards and a touchdown yesterday. The other two, Teteroa McMillan, 3 snags, 29 yards, found the end zone twice. It took 26 catches for Tet McMillan to score his first NFL touchdown. He thought, that's so nice, I'll do it twice. Got himself another one in this one. Look, this is what we were looking for. That, like, this is what this team is.
But now, yes, exactly what we've been looking for, but now there might be a little bit of a controversy. We'll see.
I don't think there's a controversy at all. It's Rico's job.
We'll see.
It's Rico's job.
We'll see. Will they put Chuba back in there? I don't know.
I mean, yes, as Rico's backup. 1,000%. I'll tell you when Chuba Hubbard gets to play now. And I'm sorry, I know, like, you don't want it. Nobody loses their job due to injury. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. If the next guy steps in and runs for 183 yards, it's his job now. You didn't do that.
But here's the thing. I just want to point this out. He did that last year for Dallas, and he came into Carolina, and they automatically put him as a backup, which means they knew he had those capabilities, but they didn't want to put him ahead of Chuba Hubbard. So I think there could be a problem.
I cannot imagine a world where this is a problem. Now, I do want to point out, because you are absolutely right about that take, especially for a guy who was very close to 1,000-yard back. He has been injury-prone his entire career, dating back to the University of South Carolina. So I would assume that what you did not want to do is create a world where you overextended Rico Dowdle. Hey, I need you as kind of an every-down guy. Not every-down guy, but an every-role guy. I need you to be a power back, a scat back. I need you to be a blocking back. I need you to be a pass-catching back. I need you to do everything. And in order to allow you to do everything, I'm going to use you sparingly here and there in all of the things. But
this
the
also
dude
shows
yesterday.
You, in life, when you get the chance, show out. Remind him who you are. That's what he did yesterday.
The dude yesterday touched the ball 34 times. And yeah, he was gassed at the end because, again, you go outside and run 239 yards and see what happens. Of course he was gassed. He looked gassed. You're not wrong. But he was gassed because he ran the rock 30 times. I do not see a world. Let me put it this way. If Chuba Hubbard returns as RB1, that is coaching malpractice by Dave Canales. If anybody not named Rico Dowdle at any point has his name called by the bank PA announcer and starting at running back, if that is followed by anything other than Rico Dowdle, that's coaching malpractice. That will lose me faster than any bad press conference that Dave Canales has ever done. The Carolina Panthers look excelente behind Rico Dowdle yesterday. They send Cowboys back to the Big D, and I do mean Dallas, with a 30-27 L. Let's get to item numero dos. The Major League Baseball postseason rolls on now in the Championship Series round of the playoffs, and it is the Seattle Mariners who get the ALCS Game 1 dub. They do it on the road at the one-seeded Toronto Blue Jays. Seattle now with a 1-0 series lead after a 3-1 Game 1 win. Bryce Miller, 6 innings, allowed just 2 hits and 1 run. Cade, 3, a lot of small ball being played. The only hit he gave up was a George Springer dong in the very first inning of play. It put the Jays up 1-0, but then we got bottom 6, and wouldn't you know it, Cal, let's go win the whole thing. Big dumper Raleigh went 420 to right center, tied it up at 1. Polanco would single to left right after him. Rodriguez would score. Polanco would single again in the top of the 8th, score Randy Arozarena. That made it 3-1, and that is your final scoreline. Seattle behind the big bat and the big dong of the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, get that Game 1 win. Game 2 in the ALCS will be this afternoon at 5:08 p.m. Right now, Logan Gilbert versus Trey Savage is your pitching matchup. Toronto minus 145 on the money line. It's about the same number they were last night. Again, Kevin Gausman, 76 pitches, was absolutely doing work last night for the Jays, but for some reason that I don't understand, Decker and I were texting back and forth like, yo, what are we doing here? Kevin Gausman, 5.2, 3 hits, 2 runs, 5 Ks, was yanked after 76 pitches. They would end up, Toronto, using 5 bullpen guys. It just did not. It wasn't what they wanted. Wasn't what they needed. We'll come back to that. Game 1 of the NLCS is tonight. It kicks off at 8:08 p.m. Blake Snell will toe the rubber for the LA Dodgers. Do not have a starter listed yet for the Milwaukee Brewers. There's really only 2 guys that could go. My bet is Quinton Priester. We could be wrong about that. But NLDS Game 1, the Dodgers minus 160. On the betting line tonight on the road at Milwaukee. Finally, let's get to item number 3. This is a college football story, and it is it's a big one. James Franklin fired yesterday by Pennsylvania State University. 12 seasons he's been at the helm for the Nittany Lions. They have not won a natty in those 12 years. However, James Franklin did average 10 wins a season. So why, oh me, oh my, would they let James Franklin go? I'll give you the answer. In those 12 years, James Franklin had 29 losses against AP-ranked teams, period. In those 12 years, as a top 10 team, James Franklin had 19 losses. In those 12 years, against AP top 10 teams, James Franklin had 21 losses. And in games where James Franklin's Penn State Nittany Lion was ranked in the top 10, playing a team in the top 10, James Franklin had a dozen losses. A losing record against AP-ranked teams and AP top 10 teams over those 12 years. Penn State will have to pay Franklin's base salary of $500,000. they will have to pay $6.5. $6.5. They wish. $6.5. It's like $6.5 every word I say today. He gets $6.5. $6.5 million and an insurance loan of $1 million every year until 2031. James Franklin owed $49 million after a 10-year contract extension worth $85 million was signed back in 2021. That means if you are keeping track at home but are bad at math, like yourself, don't worry. We got the numbers. James Franklin will make $15 a minute. James Franklin will make $913 an hour. He will make $21,917 per day. He will make $153,846 a week. He will make over $666,000 a month, not a year, a month, from now until this date in 2031. My parents were wonderful parents. They gave me a ton of opportunity. They worked their asses off so that I could go to school and just learn, so that I could leave my house and not feel like I was in danger, so that I could play sports year-round, so that I could search for and find and maintain and get an education, so that I could do what I wanted to do and grow into who I became in my adulthood, and I will never be able to thank them. However, I will be mad at my parents for one thing until the day that I die. Never once did they grab a young Rob Brown by the shirt collar, shake me a little bit, and say, "Hey, idiot, maybe don't talk into a microphone for livings. Maybe be a football coach, because I don't think there's a job better in America than being a fired professional college football coach. That's spectacular, man. That's spectacular." James Franklin relieved of his duties by the Penn State Nittany Lions, $49 million buyout. And there are two questions that I ask about this. Number one, looking at this from the football perspective, where does Penn State go from here? Where do you go? Because you were annually a top 10 team. James Franklin, yes, you lost a pair of disappointing games. Happens to everybody. But you lost two games in a row, including a home game and an away game where you were a 20-plus point favorite. And you moved on from a coach who averaged 10 a year, and who for those dozen years would have, every one of them, either been a playoff team in an expanded playoff or at least on the verge of it in the second best conference in America. What? So where do you go? And number two, does seeing a buyout like that, does seeing a numbers breakdown like that create a world where, from this point forward, colleges change how they structure coaching contracts? And if so, if a school was to say, we either can't, don't want to have the ability to pay a $49 million buyout, or in, say, Florida State's case, they're done with Mike Norvell after FSU lost to Pitt. Florida State has not won an ACC game for over a year now. They are 1-10 in their last 11 conference matchups. If Florida State wanted to move on from Mike Norvell today, and I can tell you as somebody with a lot of contacts down in Tallahassee, Florida, as I used to broadcast in the Panhandle, they do. They're ready. But if they fire Mike Norvell, and they don't have Big Ten television revenue like Penn State does. They don't have a big old fat check from going to the playoffs and going to the semifinals last year. They don't have nearly the resources Penn State does. Do you know what Mike Norvell's buyout today is if Florida State was ready to move on? $56 million. $56 million. They signed an extension after the 2023 season where he went 13-0 because Alabama was on the phone with Mike Norvell saying, "Hey, why don't you come to Tuscaloosa, Alabama?" And Florida State said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. He just went 13-0. He just got us into the playoff. Oh, wait, our bad. But he coulda, shoulda, woulda. Let's give him a buyout." And they did. $56 million owed today. Florida State doesn't have that. They don't have the money Penn State's given to James Franklin. So they're boned, dude. To put it professionally, they're boned. Because in what world can Florida State, without Big Ten money, without playoff money, semifinal playoff money, without all of that, Where are they going to get $56 million? And here's the thing. It's not just about the 56. Because if you, they could put together a plan for $56 million. But the reason Mike Norvell is at Florida State is what? Because after Jimbo Fisher left, and after they had to fire Willie Taggart because he wasn't the answer, clearly, they owed Willie Taggart so much money that they had to bargain shop for Mike Norvell. That's why they got Mike Norvell out of Memphis. If they fire Mike Norvell, what do they have to do? They have to bargain shop the next guy. You don't think Florida State would love to be in the bidding war for Kurt Cignetti down the line when he inevitably leaves Indiana? Of course they would. But they can't afford that right now. They can't go compete with Penn State. Hell, they can't compete with Arkansas right now. So what do they have to do? They got to ride this storm out for at least two more years with Mike Norvell. Hope he figures it out. Or otherwise, just be a six-win team fighting for bowl eligibility for two more years until they can fire him with a reasonable buyout and then not have to be scraping the bottom of the barrel for just anybody who will come coach there. All right, we'll talk more about this later on, but we do have to get to some NFL. The Panthers win, and a big coaching change at South Carolina, one that fans have been asking for a while, got made. If you haven't heard about it, I'll tell you about it next. Rob Alonso, you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
South Carolina loses to Louisiana State University on the road. And let me give you the numero uno takeaway that I had from that game. That game was more than winnable for South Carolina. That game was more than winnable for the Gamecocks. That game was not won for one reason and one reason alone. And it has been a bugaboo for South Carolina in my ever so humble yet frequently correct ball-knowing opinion the entire season. The offensive line is bad. Not like below average. I mean, it's bad. This is a game that at one point, and she's like, she's a Gamecock fan. Yeah. Like, she's a Gamecock fan. But she's not necessarily, unless they're playing Clemson, then it's all bets are off. But she's not necessarily like a cuss at the TV Gamecock fan. But at one point, the wife said, "What the f- are we doing?" Because this team committed 13 penalties in this game, a huge chunk of which were false starts. How? How do you have that many of them? At one point, you had, and I know this because I was also in a text message conversation with a dear friend of mine who is a Gamecock fan as well. This individual was like, how is it that these announcers are making fun of us? And they were. But I said, can I ask you a question? Why would they not at this point? It is comical now. This team had buku issues. Now, there is one more. A week after I was giving Mike Shula a lot of credit because in the game against Kentucky, a get-right game that I thought the Gamecocks took advantage of, we started to see, I thought, the evolution of the play calling. Suddenly, as we discussed last week with Lulu Kessin, and I am very interested to get her opinion on Thursday when she joins us at 8 a.m. covering the Gamecocks for the Greenville News. We both said, you know, one of the things that was a positive out of the Kentucky game, of which there were a few, was the fact that you started to see the offense, I thought, take advantage of Lenore Sellers as a runner, not a running for his life-er. I mean, as a runner. And in this game, I really kind of thought we're going to start seeing that. Why? Because you've got to understand that this LSU defense, while it's maybe not the best in the country, is a pretty good defense, which means that you've got to get Lenora Sellers into space. I do not know how many times in this game, and this was the same freaking thing that happened in the Virginia Tech game back in week one that made that game dramatically closer than it needed to be. I don't know how many times this has to happen before you address it. Lenoris would take the snap out of the shotgun. LSU was, but their blitz rate had to be like 60%+. Every play, they were bringing five or more. Every play, it felt like. And you will notice if you go back and watch the reps that not just did they bring a blitz, the blitz was coming from a different spot, but they did one thing on every play. The left edge rusher up against your right tackle. The left edge rusher had one job. Get up the field. Now, ordinarily, an edge rusher's job is maintain, contain. The job is get up the field and make sure that nobody gets wide of you with the football. If the quarterback or running back, whoever, if they start sprinting, you plant the foot, you run 90 degrees to the sideline, and you do not let them get across your face. You funnel them back to the inside so where somebody is on a pursuit angle behind you can cut to the inside of you and make the tackle. That's not what LSU was doing. They weren't keeping contained to the right. They had their left edge rusher against your right tackle just get up the field. Do not let him even start to the right. If he cuts back to the inside, we'll take our chances with a linebacker on a spy. And that's what happened. I don't know how many times I watched Lenoris take the snap, drop back, see the blitz, try to go right, but there's nowhere to go because your right tackle and right guard were getting their asses beat every snap. Now, that's a big challenge. they've been asked to go through there. That's a good LSU linebacker and front seven. But there's ways to handle that. You guys know that for years, I have been a hater of throwing the screen just to have a screen in. There are too many coaches that use the screen just to throw a screen, just so they can say they have a screen in the back. The screen is a tool, but it's a tool to be used in a certain circumstance. It's not just to do it. A screen is what you utilize when a defense is being over-aggressive, when they are over-attacking, when the pass rush is killing you. You throw a screen, you dump it over their head. At no point, and even when you did throw the screen, you were throwing it to the left. Throw it to the right where they are killing you. Make the edge rusher, make the linebacker say, all right, I've got to stay back. I can't just full throttle afterburner up the field. I got to play honest here because they dumped one to face on over my head and he killed us. There were a few screens there, but they kept going left. I don't understand what this was. So that is why it was unsurprising yesterday to find out that South Carolina has fired offensive line coach Lonnie Teasley. No longer with the program. Shane Beamer fired Teasley yesterday after a 3-3 start. A huge chunk of which, in my ever so humble opinion, was because the offensive line was just not good.
That'll do it. That'll take care of it.
Yeah. No, listen, it's not going to take care of it. But to say it doesn't address the problem is just wrong. That is a huge chunk of the problem.
It does point out that they know what the problem is by doing that. But why didn't they realize that a little bit earlier?
I'll tell you why. And this is going to be the heat on Shane Beamer. Because the primary accusation about Shane Beamer, of Shane Beamer, that I've seen out of Gamecock fans, and I agree with it, is that he's too loyal. He's too loyal to coaches. This has been a Dabo Swinney criticism for a very long time. In fact, Clemson fans, I would make the argument right now, Clemson fans believe that is the reason that Clemson is out of the mix for a national championship. Because Dabo has been too loyal to too many Clemson guys and has not made the changes to the staff that are overdue to have them where they need to be. And now that same accusation is pointed at Shane Beamer, and frankly, I think justifiably so. This is a move that, you're right, needed to be made. It does show that they understood, or at least found out, or at least stumbled on, or whatever, one of, if not the primary problem. The primary problem. A texter just described the offensive line play as, and I quote, ass booty cheeks. Yes, you could have, and I dare say should have, won this football game against LSU on the road. But you kept shooting yourself in the foot with bad offensive line play. You never once responded to what LSU was doing on defense. You kept running the same plays into the same spots on the defense. Like, what are you doing? And you ready for the hot take? If I am in Lenora Sellers' circle right now, I'm telling him shut it down for the year. Stop playing. You are a first-round NFL draft pick. But if you keep playing behind this offensive line and this firing doesn't dramatically change the offensive line as a whole, brother, you are going to get season injured and watch that draft stock tank.
It's got to be a red flag if you shut it down.
Why? Why?
It's because you're quitting.
Yes. If you're asking me to play behind that offensive line, you're damn right I am. Because you know what's not? You know what I can't take back? A snapped ACL. I can't take that back. I can't take back if I got D lineman beating my ass 8 out of every 10 snaps. I can't do it. If I am in Lenoris's camp, I am telling him today, shut it down. There is no reason for you to play past this point. What are you? You're going to go out there and what? Hell yeah. I brought my team to a 6-6 record. No, like, your draft stock is going down and it's not because of you. Lenoris is fine. The guy's just running for his effing life every time he takes a shotgun snap. Shut it down. Like, that's where I'm at. I don't want him to, but if I was in his ear, I'd tell him to. Back after this, Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show's on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I have learned over my 17 plus years in sports talk radio never to say an out of pocket, if X happens, then I will Y statement. Never to pull a, hey, if Boston College beats Florida State this weekend, I will eat a solo cup full of dog poop and film myself doing it. Because Boston College can beat Florida State, and then you've got to delete yourself off of Twitter. And now at this point, I am convinced, curse Florida State until you do the thing.
That was extremely specific about the
punishment. That's because it happened.
Okay.
That's because a dude last year put up a tweet that said, if Boston College beats Florida this weekend, I will film myself eating a red solo cup full of dog poop with a fork, and I will put it on the internet. Florida State lost to Boston College that weekend, and this dude deleted his Twitter and disappeared from the internet before anybody could dox him. Florida State hasn't won a game since then, or at least a conference game. They're 1-10. I'm convinced it's the curse. That's why I will never say, well, if so-and-so does this thing, I'll eat a hat. Because I've seen guys have to eat a hat. I'm not doing it. That being said, I came real close because of this tweet right here. Or I should say text right here. The Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. From a texter who says, quote, I think Lenoris is going to come back next year. He's loyal to Beamer, and he wants to win. Texter, if I was ever going to make a, if so-and-so does X, then I will eat a cup of dog poop, it'd have been about this. There's no chance. There's no way. Now, if your team was like on the way, right? If it was clear, you could look at this team and be like, they're just, they're right there. with the schedule, with the growing pains, with the coaching changes, whatever. They're just right there. They're like, maybe you could talk me into, Lenoris maybe coming back next year. But let me tell you where you're at right now. This is a young man who entered the year with NFL number one betting odds in the draft next year at the top of the list 2 weeks ago. And I'm looking for the odds as of today. Sorry, as of last week. Last week, my guy was the second shortest odds to go number one overall in the draft. By the way, you know who number one is? Don't worry, I'm going to tell you. Remember at the beginning of the year when Rob Brown said, hey guys, I know you all thought Indiana was a joke last year, but they only lost two games, and the two games that were lost were to the two teams that played in the national championship, so maybe they're not that bad. You remember that? And you remember how all offseason I said Indiana was a quarterback away last year from being a very good squad? Do you know who the shortest odds to be the number one overall draft pick and OBT Dubs, who the shortest odds to win the Heisman Trophy are as of right now? Don't worry. I'll let you know. That would be the quarterback of the Hoosiers. Fernando Mendoza. Lenora Sellers now has the second. And I will tell you this, and I believe this to be true. If Lenora Sellers was playing behind a competent, I'm saying competent offensive line. And if Lenora Sellers was playing for an offensive coordinator who actually schemed to his ability and not what the offensive coordinator wants his ability to be. If you had an offensive coordinator who fit the scheme to the player and not tried to force the player to fit the scheme, I genuinely believe that Lenora Sellers would, to this moment in time, maybe not be the front runner for Heisman. You are 3-3. But just behind a competent, if everything was the same, the record was the same, etc., but he was playing behind a competent offensive line and for an offensive coordinator who fit scheme to player and not demanded player fit scheme, Lenora Sellers would be the shortest odds to be the number one overall draft pick. Right now, number two. Scratch that. Tied at number two with Oregon quarterback Dante Moore, which is fun because Dante Moore is a redshirt freshman. He will be around one more year. I need you to answer this question, South Carolina fans, and I need you to do it honestly. Not take the fan cap off. Take the garnet-tinted glasses off for a minute and hear me out. If you were right now, not a fan, if you were Lenoris's relative and you loved him more than you love the program, what would your advice be to Lenora Sellers right now? Because if your advice to him would be run it back for another year, you don't have his best interest at heart. You just don't. If you had his best interest at heart, your answer would be shut it down now. Do not play anymore this year. There is nothing but platitude as a reason for him to play. There is nothing to be gained by him playing. Nothing at all. You're not going to see his draft stock increase. He can't win a Heisman now. He can't win a conference now. There is one game left where he can achieve something. And even that, when you weigh what it would mean to beat Clemson, which is all you've got left now, if you weigh what it means to beat Clemson, which if we may be honest, is nothing more than a sentimental and emotional accomplishment versus go make a gazillion dollars in the NFL draft, which one of those two is better for him long-term? I answer that question honestly. What is better than that? Because if, and Lonzo's shaking his head, I really want to hear what you have to say here. What is the rationale other than, well, don't be called a quitter? All right, cool. I don't care what you call me if I'm making a $20 million NFL check next year. Other than don't be called a quitter by guys that you don't care about, what's the rationale for him to continue to go out there and put his ass on the line behind that offensive line and that play calling? I don't have it.
There's several things from a player's perspective. You're turning your back on your brother saying, sorry, guys, I'm done. I know I committed, but I just, you know, it's about you. I know you understand. It's about the money. It's not about money anymore. It's not. That's what NIL has taken care of. And that's the other thing. If he shuts it down, and if his NIL people, partners, whatever, look at him and go, why are we paying him for? He's not working, so he loses money that way. There was back in the day before NIL, then you are saving yourself for money that you know is coming eventually. But right now, he's getting paid. I don't know how much he's getting paid, but I'm sure he's getting paid a lot, and he's getting paid because he's out there playing. And I think you're – it's one thing to go, I'm not playing in a bowl game. It's something totally different to go, you know what, we still got half the season left, but I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm an NFL coach, GM, whatever, I'm not touching that guy.
Yeah, which is exactly why Cam Ward, who did that, is only making 10-point-some-odd million dollars a year guaranteed for 4 years. And I do technically know – at least close to what Lenora Sellers is making in NIL right now. It's $3.7 million. Cam Ward, drafted number one, four-year, fully guaranteed $48.7 million, including a $32.1 million signing bonus and a fifth-year team option. So he's making north of three times what Lenora Sellers is making,
you know,
despite the quitter label he received.
Outside of small personal attacks, which we both do to each other on occasion, this is the most bothered I've been by you.
Why?
In all this time, because this take bothers me.
Why?
It's just because I'm not a quitter, and I don't think he is either.
I don't
get the rationale. I don't get any of this. You don't quit on your team. You don't shut it down just because things aren't going your way.
I think that is a very easy thing to say when you don't have north of $7 million riding on the line. And maybe money's not everything to you. Maybe not being called a quitter is more important to you than the money.
You just pointed out that he's already a millionaire.
Correct.
So, I mean,
do you not think there's a difference between 3 years, $3.5 million and $48.5 million? Because I got to tell you, I could get a little more done with 40. I'd be perfectly happy with three, but I could get a lot done with $48
million. I just, the thought would never pop into my head. And I just don't get it, and I don't think anybody else is going to agree with you.
You don't think anybody else except
I don't think anybody else
is going to say, yeah, I would take 3.5 over 48.
I don't think it. I mean, you can try to spin it.
That's not a spin. That's what you're saying.
You are asking him to quit.
Yes.
For the rest of the season.
Yes.
Wow.
For 45 plus million dollars. Yes, I am.
I am.
I'll tell you right now. I've done this before, and I'll do it again. I'll make it about me. I love this place. I bust my ass for this place. I love this station. I love the people I work with. I love you. I love our boss. I love our afternoon colleagues. It is the first place, and I can say this with genuine sincerity, it is the first place I have ever broadcasted that I have no complaints about. None. I love every one of you. But if tomorrow, if today, if right now, my phone rings and somebody goes, hey, Rob Brown, we'd love for you to come to Big City X and we would like to pay you $1 million a year to host our radio show. I will be off the air and packing that office up now. Now, I'm gone. In fact, I won't even pack the office up. Y'all can keep my stuff. I gotta go. It is like, I get it. I get what you're saying, but your argument for him...
I'll take the Captain America shield.
It's pretty dope.
The pirate flags.
It turns out, I could afford another one. In fact, you can have the plastic one. I'm buying a real one from the movie. That's the money I'm leaving for. That's kind of the same thing here. Like, the take here is, on your side, it's don't have Lonzo call me a quitter. And on my side, it's $45 million. I got to tell you, if you put a $45 million paycheck on my name, you can call me whatever you want. I'm never going to hear it because I'm going to be living on a beach in Turks and Caicos with James Franklin. No, we're going to be fine.
By the way, you might, and I'm sure he's probably fun on the beach. No way Lenore Sellers would ever even think of doing that. He's not that guy.
I mean, I don't know him personally, so I can't say no. I can tell you right now, I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think anybody's ever called me a quitter before. I've never quit a job. Not once. I've left jobs when my contracts are up, but I've never quit a job. I don't think anybody would call me a quitter. But even if they did, if you gave me $45 million, cool, man. Call me whatever you want. You can call me a and a $45 million. Look.
I'm sure you have been called all those things.
I probably have. Probably by people I love. Look, here's the thing. When it comes to NIL portal, I've said one thing for a very long time, which is, in the old days, in the good old days, back in the day, everybody brought up loyalty. It's all about loyalty. Got to be loyal. It's about loyalty. And I agree. Loyalty is a wonderful thing. Kids, please, don't think that I'm being cynical or jaded. I'm not. There's a second half to this. Loyalty is important. But make damn sure the loyalty goes both ways. One-way loyalty, it's not loyalty. It's abuse. It's misguidedness, at the least. And my question is right now, if you're Shane Beamer and you've got Lenora Sellers out there at 3-3, having to run the ball 22 times, probably 18 of them, running for his bleeping life, and the offensive line is as bad in week 7 as it was in week 1, do you feel that Shane Beamer and South Carolina have done everything they can do to give Lenora Sellers the football equivalent of what Lenora Sellers has given to South Carolina? Because the answer to me right now is no. No. The one thing that I can say right now that has been done, in my opinion, right to help Lenora Sellers is you just moved on from an offensive line coach who has been running a unit that's not just bad, but is putting him in a position where an idiot like me has to say this. I'm sorry. You are talking about $3.5 million versus potentially generational wealth by playing professional football. And it's not just that there's the injury concern, because there is. The injury concern is real. If you watch this game on Saturday night, you know as well as I do. Lenora Sellers is... What do you think if LSU's defense did that? What do you think Oklahoma's defense is going to do? Texas got out of the Red River Shootout for one reason and one reason alone. It's because their offensive line is exponentially better than Lenora Sellers.
I was going to say, didn't Texas just whoop them?
They did, because Arch, for all of the issues we have with Arch, the difference between Arch and Lenora's, two quarterbacks who have, if we're being honest, not lived up to the preseason hype. I don't think that's a hate take. I think it's real. You know what the difference is between the two? Lenora's can't. Arch didn't. Arch is behind an offensive line that's not giving many excuses for why he looked that bad. Lenora Sellers is running for his gosh dang life every time he takes a snap out of the shotgun. If I'm in his ear, I'm saying, buddy, you're injured. Your hamstring's tweaked. You're Lamar'd right now. You're done for at least a few weeks, and we'll check in later in the season to see if you want to come back for the walk-off game and then for Clemson. We'll see. But right now, your shoulder's a little messed up, isn't it, Lenores? I don't think you can go this Saturday, do you?
Wow.
Not behind that offensive line, because you got $45 million plus of guaranteed contract your way if you're healthy when April rolls around. And the way this offensive line's playing, I don't think you will be. All right, we'll talk more about this coming up. Speaking of not quitting, Lonzo can't for at least 60 seconds because he's got to do a sports flash.
And I won't. I don't want to talk about this anymore, but I guess we are. Bryce Young threw for 3 touchdowns. Enrico Dattle ran for 183 yards and 30-27 Panthers win over the Cowboys. Young completed 17 of his 25 passes with a touchdown pass to Rico Dowdle and 2 to rookie Tetero McMillan. The Panthers are now 3-3 with the Jets up next Sunday. Kansas City defeated Detroit last night 30-17. Patrick Mahomes went 22 of 30 for 257 yards and 3 TDs. The brawl after the game was probably a draw. I don't know who actually won that. The AP Top 25 has dropped with Ohio State maintaining their grip on the number one spot. Miami stays at number 2 while the Indiana Hoosiers jump to 3 ahead of Texas A&M and Ole Miss in the top 5. Alabama, Texas Tech, Oregon, Georgia, and LSU round out the top 10. Our number 3 of the Rob Brown Show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.